You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. For some people, life will change dramatically in the new year. And Janelle Bitker is a good example. Janelle, you might know, has been the arts and culture editor at the Sacramento News and Review. But she has an opportunity to move overseas after the holidays, and she's grabbing it. Hi, Janelle. Glad to have you here. Where overseas? This is your final sound advice, and you're on your way to
Cambodia.
Do you know much about where you're going to live and what you're going to do?
I'm moving to the capital city, Phnom Penh. My goal is to do full-time freelance writing, focusing on food, culture, music, travel, hopefully explore a lot of Southeast Asia in the process. But otherwise, no real solid plans.
And no return flight yet either.
No.
But tomorrow's your last day at SNNR?
That's correct.
Well, you're back here with us for sound advice, and I like the idea that you had for this final sound advice at the of the year. Describe your theme.
Yeah, well, I was thinking, you know, my last time on this radio station, I should give you a parting gift of sorts. So my idea was to bring in local acts that are relatively new on the scene that you've never played or had here, and maybe you'll like them and bring them back.
Music that you've seen and heard live yourself, right? Okay, so where do you want to begin?
Let's begin with Jacob Golden. I was actually really surprised you hadn't had him on before, because he's really amazing. I think your listeners would really like him, but he's not exactly new to the local scene. He was in a few local bands 15, 20 years ago, and then he got this opportunity to move to London, got signed by a pretty big deal record label. It seemed like he was going to make it in a big way, and then nothing really happened. Really frustrating for him. So he moved back and put out his debut in the U.S. In January, and it's called The Invisible Record, and we're going to listen to the first track, Wild Fae.
Venomous, the literati, saber rattling for stale bread. Lost in revelry of sinking ships and demon whales, the water red. I am hurtful words, I rolled a cigarette and sang myself to sleep. But even all the greatest minds alive will lose their head before.
Typical of his style?
Yeah. One of his big things is that he likes to record in very unique places and capture the tone of the space. So not every track quite sounds as like haunting and magical as I think that one does, but always these very vivid lyrics, very beautiful folk songs.
That does have that folk song genre, but with a melody line and a spirit that takes it into another realm. All right, that's Jacob Golden, and the album was just out
In January. The Invisible Record.
Okay. Wow, I like this. Jacob, you're invited.
So next I want to play for you Duke Chevalier, sort of a similar story. Local guy, Sam Elliott Stern, put out a record here, but then moved away to Seattle for a while, sort of got re-inspired to really dive into his creativity. And so he came back, started a new project, and put out the debut EP, Ace of Swords, earlier this spring. And this is the first track, Carnival.
We'll be right back.
such a professional and polished sound. The music community is vast here. Mm-hmm. So, of course, there are many, many bands that don't land on our air, but I really like this approach. So we hear more of the variety of what's there, Janelle.
Definitely. And we at News and Review can't possibly cover everything either. So
that's Duke Chevalier, and that was Carnival. Mm-hmm. All right. I like where you're going. Keep it up.
So we're going to get a little more experimental with this next one. This is Separate Spines. They've been around a couple years, but mostly play living rooms, house shows. You know this band.
I do. The lead vocalist, Sydney Jones. Cool. I know Sydney, and I've heard them, but I probably heard them 2 years ago at the beginnings.
Okay. Yeah. So I think the first album that came out this year in January, again, really polished sound, really unique sound, this experimental electronic rock. So we're going to listen to the first single, Eminent One.
Sound, Janelle, makes me think there should be like an Empire of the Sun or some staging with it. But I think this kind of music lends itself to a real visual performance aspect too, doesn't it?
Definitely. And their music video for this song is pretty cool. You could check it out on YouTube.
Yeah, we'll post a link to it as well. And happy for all of these bands to be finding their niche and their place in the music scene. I'm speaking with Sacramento News and Review's arts and culture editor, Janelle Bitker. This is Janelle's final sound advice with us. She is about to make a major life change in the new year. A little bit more about why you decided to go to Cambodia. You know, I guess you can create an opportunity like that, or you can follow when the door opens. Which way did it go?
Definitely creating the opportunity. It's okay. Something I've long wanted to do. Not Cambodia specifically, but moving overseas, trying to write in a new country. I have a lot of family in Hong Kong and China, so being somewhere nearby where I can connect with them was also really appealing. And Cambodia specifically, we've just talked to a lot of journalists internationally, and everyone sort of pointed to Cambodia as this great place to really start when you're young.
So do you think social media is going to be a strong tool for you and you'll be communicating more globally?
Definitely. Yeah, I plan to keep up on Twitter and Instagram and probably start a new blog for my parents.
I'm not so sure this will be the last time that we talk with you. You
know,
it would be pretty
either.
Intriguing to connect with you and hear music perspective from wherever you are, the atmosphere that you're interfacing, the acts that you see emerging over there, the Western influence.
Sure. I mean, Cambodia is so unique in that so much of the population was wiped out in the 70s, so all of their music went with it. So right now is really when young Cambodians are starting to create music for the first time and tap into the culture from the 60s, which is exciting.
Well, Janelle has brought us today 5 bands in the Sacramento area that have not been on Insight before. So far, you're 3 for 3. I would invite them all into the studio. So who's next?
That's exciting. Glad to hear it. The next one is Hobo Johnson, a hip-hop artist. Very unusual in the local scene, though, I think, because he has this really frank, personal, honest, spoken word style, kind of low-key, but very clever and playful. And he raps over piano. Again, unusual, very sparse. So we're going to listen to the song Father.
My dad taught me about this story about the birds and the bees. When the bees turn into wasps and take half of everything, he sounded sure that a bird doesn't need a full nest but a bed for our bird heads to rest. He told me, son, you'll never dunk. It's family tradition, basketball is not for us. Our legs just aren't that springy. My great-great-uncle almost did, but he didn't. He told me, son, beware of the monsters that roam the depth of your head. Sometimes they'll make you really sad or really, really mad or really, really jealous, and that's really, really bad. Boy, breathe nicotine until you fall asleep, like all of our family. Breathe nicotine until you fall asleep, like all of our family, like all of our family.
My. Can you feel me smiling?
I see it, yeah.
Wow. So that's the opening track off his second album, The
Correct.
Rise of Hobo Johnson.
Yeah, he just started really performing live locally this year, so it really has been the year of the rise.
The sound is one thing, but the songwriting, too, which, again, with Separate Spines, they're doing all their original songwriting probably, too, with Duke Chevalier and Jacob Golden.
Everyone here.
Yeah. All right. One more great band. Who is it?
One more. This one's Flourish. Newish band, couple of years around, but the singer-songwriter Amber De La Rosa has been performing solo for longer than that, so people might recognize her. But she basically transformed her folk songs into big alt-rock songs. And what really strikes me about her music is that it's so emotional and angsty, but powerful in its vulnerability and shyness in a way. So we're gonna
make some new memories of my own. You've got plenty of nights to rely on, to recall.
Amber De La Rosa with Flourish and a song called Inevitable. Really terrific. Thank you so much for sharing so much music with us and really over the last span of time. And let's make sure that we do connect. And good luck on your adventure, Janelle.
Thanks so much, Beth.
Happy New Year. We'll connect with you from Cambodia. That is Janelle Bitker, still for one more day, the arts and culture editor at the Sacramento News and Review. And that's this week's Sound Advice. In fact, that's Insight for 2016. I'm Beth Ruyak. We have special programming during the holiday week. Let me extend holiday wishes from all of us here. Jen Picard, Chris Remington, Cody Drabble, Marnette Federis, Melody Stone, and Jonathan Iestis. Our technical director is Mark Jones. We had Anthony Van Hook at the helm today. Our executive producer is Joe Barr. We're back with a new show Tuesday, January 3rd. Have a terrific holiday season.